In 2012, nearly 6,000 farms were operating in Connecticut. That's up from about 4,900 just 5 years ago. Linda Petrowitz is with the Connecticut Department of Agriculture. She says there are a lot of different types of farms in the state.
It's much different than states out in the Midwest where you have, you know, very large farms on huge tracts of land that are growing one crop. So you might have a large farm by Connecticut standards that might be 400 acres, but that land is spread out all over in many, many different fields, sometimes in multiple towns, because we just don't have those wide open tracts of land that they have in other states.
One thing the census makes clear, Connecticut's farmers are overwhelmingly white, and they're older. The average age of a farmer in the state is about 59. But Petrowitz says there are more young people getting interested in farming. From 2007 to 2012, the number of farmers under the age of 34 jumped by 65%.
For a long time, many people have been worried because the average age of the farmer in this country is so high, and people were worried that young people didn't want to go into farming as a profession. And what we're seeing is that people are getting interested. Young people are interested, and they do want to get into farming, and that's a really exciting thing. And it's also great to see more women as principal operators of farms. That's pretty exciting, too.
About a quarter of the state's farmers are women. Nationwide, the number of U.S. farms dropped to 2.1 million in 2012, about a 4% decrease from 5 years ago. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.